to sort of get us started, phosphine, what exactly is this and why is it kind of significant it's been discovered in Venus's atmosphere?
Well, phosphine is a fairly unusual compound, even on Earth. It's a highly reduced form of phosphorus, and it's really only formed on Earth by biology in some way, shape, or form, some really anaerobic bacteria, or by humans. It doesn't naturally occur on Earth, or indeed other terrestrial planets, by inorganic means. So everyone's a little bit interested about what this could mean.
How were these traces actually discovered?
These were done by spectroscopy, so basically, in essence, shining light down into it and the reflected light coming back. Certain molecules will absorb certain wavelengths, so you find little gaps in the light that's coming back, a bit like a barcode reader, except it's not in black and white, it's in all the colours of the rainbow.
As I say, once upon a time, Venus was really a planet, perhaps even more so than Mars, that kind of inspired a lot of thinkers, whether that was scientific or fictional, to imagine what might be beneath the clouds. How has that kind of that attitude changed over the course of time as we discovered more scientifically about the planet Venus?
Oh, well, yes. In the early 20th century, it was very attractive because it had clouds, and clouds therefore meant weather and water, and it was close to the sun, so it would have been swampy and warm, and that's where all the life was, because it was our sister planet, similar in size. But when the Russians got there in the late 60s and the early 70s, that picture changed pretty rapidly, and it's become the pin-up model of what can go wrong with the planet, because it's got a runaway greenhouse effect. And its surface temperature is around 400 degrees Celsius or so hot enough to melt lead, and the pressure is 90 times the atmospheric pressure on Earth. And if that wasn't uncomfortable enough, it's sort of constantly raining sulfuric acid, although it's so hot it can't actually reach the surface. So, yeah, we've come a long way in our thoughts about Venus.
It now sounds like the kind of place that if there is life there on Venus, it's not really going to be the kind we might want to meet. If it can survive that, I don't know if we're going to want to meet them.
Yes, and indeed it might not have much to say to us too, because it's likely to be pretty simple and very, very hardy. But the really exciting thing about this is if the phosphine discovery is first of all validated, and then if you want to suggest maybe it is biotic in origin, it's a really good lesson for us to remember that actually planets evolve and life evolves too. And it was only about maybe a billion years ago that Venus was a very different looking planet, and it didn't have this runaway greenhouse effect. So possibly it was a lot more hospitable than its distant geological past. And if indeed this does turn out to be truly life or life-related, it could be more a reflection of life hanging on grimly in the last refuge it could in the atmosphere.
So in terms of uncovering more about this one, what are likely to be, well, some of the scientific world's next steps?
Well, this is the sort of thing we may all remember back to the big claims about the Martian meteorite, and the extraordinary claims need extraordinary evidence. So first of all, everyone's rushing to be able to, validate or make their own observations that phosphine actually is there in those high levels. Then the second thing is, even if it is to determine is it biologic in origin, and then there's all sorts of other tests then that would need to be done. But really, the remote sensing was one aspect, and phosphine was first touted as a possibility for looking in planets in other solar systems. No one expected necessarily to find it in Venus. So the next thing is to get back there with a whole heap of probes and potentially look for other molecules that might be biomarkers, other signs of cycling of systems that could be related to life going about its business, and understanding more about the atmosphere and its circulation. So visiting it again, and the Russians have historically led the way, but NASA has two potential missions coming up.
And what do we know about those, just perhaps as a final point, those final couple of NASA missions? When might we be hearing more about those?
Well, the timing couldn't be better because they were only potentially slated, and they had to go up against other missions. So only one or two out of four or five proposed ones would go ahead. So this is perfect PR for Venus at the moment. One of them was to literally put drop a probe into the atmosphere and collect data all the way down, and focusing largely on what molecules are there and the temperature and what sort of chemistry is going on. So that could be repurposed to fit a lot more specifically for these types of potential biological signs. Yeah. So I suspect that one might have moved up the batting order for the NASA team. So.
I got to say, it is absolutely intriguing, really fascinating stuff for just myself personally. Bruce, thank you very much. Really do appreciate your time.
Thanks, Sean. Pleasure to talk.